the A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
They showed John McDaniels on the sidelines wearing a sweatshirt kind of rolled up. Did you offer any fashion advice?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on it.
Now, here to talk shop, the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, Patriot fans. Welcome to, actually, it's week 6 of the NFL, week 5 of Shop Talk. Kevin bumped us.
No, I didn't bump you, and we actually had 2 emails wondering where you guys were.
See?
Wow.
Not one, Jim. Two. Two. Anyway, welcome
making improvements around here.
It is. Big
All right.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mike Perriello, along with the popular ladies' man, Jim Scollins from PatriotsProShop.com. There you go, PatriotsProShop.com. And Jeff Breitenbach, the buyer that's in a buying, I don't know what the word is, Jeff.
Frenzy?
Is it a frenzy? Or is it a mass confusion? On the state of the NFL and product and player shuffling, I mean...
Flux.
Yeah.
I like the word flux.
Flux. So, Jeff Breitenbach from our buying division, from retail, and...
Thank you, Michael.
Well, we had the bye week, but thank God there wasn't a game, because you couldn't have more to talk about.
Did something happen over the bye week?
Yeah, there's a couple things.
Really? You were in Iowa, so
Jim got a haircut.
Maybe you're not up with the latest news.
I'm not, really. I flew in at midnight last night, so...
Well...
What happened? Fill me in.
There was a few things. We had a little receiving core change that caused...
Come on.
Oh, I'm telling you.
We got an all-pro receiver. He's a Hall of Famer.
I'm telling you, it happens.
This didn't happen. What?
Gone.
Stanley Morgan is now back on the Patriots. No, we got a... I mean, that was a wild week with Moss gone, Branch coming in, you know... Everybody knows the details to a degree what happened, but I don't think people understand what the hell that did to us in the retail world, as far as buying product and product that we had on hand, because that is that's a tricky.
So are the Moss jerseys on sale now?
Yes, well, they are.
It's funny
yes,
you
they
asked.
Are.
They are. I got to throw in as well as Maroney.
Straight cash, homie.
Mm-hmm. That's
we take
right, Randy.
We take credit too.
We'll take trade. We'll take.
Are we working on getting some Branch jerseys back up in the running? Dusting them off?
I think so. He's got a new number now, though, number 84.
Yeah, 84.
We can't use the old
so
ones.
We kind of have to start from scratch.
Yeah, which is funny because...
You can actually... Wait, this is a brilliant idea. This might save you a lot of time.
Uh-oh.
You could scratch off the name on all the Benjamin Watson jerseys you didn't sell. Stitch the Branch name on there.
There you
that
go.
That is a has-been-y method looked into, but fortunately we weren't stuck with a lot of Watson.
Yep.
I actually had a guy worked here, asked how many Branches we were still stuck with back when he left. Again, fortunately, they were gone.
They were gone pretty quickly.
Which is funny because Welker took that number now, and now Branch has taken Watson's number. That would have been okay if he took 81.
Yeah.
That would have helped.
Or 39.
39. The new
at
receiver.
Least he got Woodhead.
Why would he take Woodhead's number?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
That alone, Jeff, that throws you guys into a tailspin as far as, what is it, back in December, February, you guys have to start making the decision on what players to order.
Yeah.
And when stuff like this happens, granted, we've had Maroney, he's been around for a few years, but you sit on this inventory and you just hope that you forecasted the whole thing right, and then boom, it blows up. The same.
Needless to say, they don't consult us before moving or
no,
with a trade.
Yeah, I don't think that would really sway.
Right.
what we're sitting on for inventory.
You know what's
minuscule
funny though?
Too.
People think that though. People not that they consult with us, but people think some decisions like this are made on things like jersey sales, like bringing a guy in.
Yeah.
Or shipping a guy out, or that they wouldn't because of things. And I just think it's such a before I worked here a few years ago, I probably would have thought there was some tie-ins there too. But when you really sit down and do the math and you compare someone like Moss's contract compared to how many of his jerseys we actually sell and how much profit there really is there, it's not even a blip.
Yep.
On that radar screen.
Right.
I think a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that there really is some kind of product tie-in in some decisions that an organization makes. And there really isn't. There really isn't. We know that from being on the inside. But even if it was your business, when you sit down and do the math, with very few exceptions, that's just not the case ever.
Right.
Well, I think everybody was surprised by the trade. So imagine how a buyer would feel. I was fully expecting him to be here for the rest of the season, through the Christmas shopping season.
You know, when he was on the roster for week one, I definitely thought that would be true.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have shocked me if he left before the season started, because we've seen them do that before.
Exactly.
Every year, almost.
Exactly.
You know, someone you don't expect to go goes.
But in the, you know,
especially guys in the last year of their deal.
It's not like the Major League Baseball trading deadline where
right.
there's a flurry of activity. The NFL has never
How
really been like that.
How often do you see a guy of that stature traded 3, 4, or 5 weeks
exactly.
into the season? It doesn't
exactly.
happen. And then you see it twice because Dion Branch came in.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, the Branch thing's going to be good for the team, and it's going to be good for retail.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, when he played, we sold a lot of his jerseys. You know, I was here for a couple of years, and when he was here before,
right.
and we sold a lot of his jerseys,
yep.
and I expect that fans will jump all over him
absolutely.
Again because he's a personable guy. He's got a great attitude.
He's got some roots here,
He does, yep.
Wow. Well, that's crazy. And then, you know, you're sitting on the Mankin stuff, which is just kind of in limbo right now.
And one other thing about Branch is he has one more year after this on his contract, too.
Yes,
so chances
exactly.
are he's going to be around for more than just this season.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. It,
which influences people, what they buy. You know?
It sure does.
Right.
It sure does.
I was surprised how many people have bought Moss jerseys since we put them on sale. Whenever someone leaves and we put them on sale, of Vrabel, when Bruschi retired, or certain instances, you know you're going to sell a ton of them. But I was just surprised
yep.
how many. I mean, that Wednesday or Thursday, we put them on sale last week. We went through a lot.
Yeah.
We had a huge day on Wednesday and a great day on Thursday. And still, even today, whatever's left, people are still buying it. And I know he's a Hall of Famer and all that, but yep. I'm
future.
He wasn't here a long time.
No, exactly.
Didn't win a Super Bowl with him.
Yep. Right.
But I was watching jersey after jersey after jersey fly off the shelf over the last week.
Yep.
Straight cash, homie.
We take credit, too, at PatriotsProShop.com.
Nice plug, Jim. So, all right, so we got the Branch thing going on, but that's not the only thing happening. It's obviously, I might be jumping around here, guys, but it's October. We've talked about it, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That means pink.
Yep.
Pink is in. You've seen it on cleats, hats, back of the helmets, towels.
Sideline, on the field. The football itself has a pink ribbon on it.
Jim has dyed his hair pink. There's a lot of pink happening right now in the NFL, and I'll tell you, it sells fantastic.
Yep.
And it's what I like about it, it's amazing how much, just league-wide, how much the males buy the men's apparel with pink on it. I think that's pretty cool.
Yep.
That's just neat. I mean, talking about supporting a good cause. So, so we still have, we're selling it pretty quickly, which is a good thing. But I know in Patriots Football Weekly, we ran a BCA ad, for the Pro Shop. Jim's got them online.
And the front page of the Pro Shop website right now is a breast cancer awareness.
That's right. Yeah.
Graphic.
And yeah. And I believe you get a free pack of
That's right. I didn't bring any of those, but yeah, you get a free pack of cards. You give them away in the store too, right?
The pink cards,
yep.
Yeah,
four cards.
It's actually pretty good
with every purchase, right?
Yeah,
every purchase. You don't have to buy something pink. You don't have to buy something breast cancer awareness online. You'd be given to every single order. We throw a pack of those four cards in there.
I'm not sure who's in the pack, but I do know that Brady is in there.
Brady and Welker.
Yeah,
yep.
and then a couple players to be named later.
I honestly don't have it.
It's Moss and Maroney.
Oh, well, still, the Moss one's a good one, huh?
Sure.
Again, they made the cards,
right?
Thinking these players are going to be around, and lo and behold, they didn't consult with certain people, so.
Hey, it's a great cause. We have a nice display in
the It's more about the cause than who it is, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So come on. Get some pink in you. Get your pink in your life, Jim.
A little pink. I have some pink in my
pink.
Life.
Yeah. All right. So, we have that before we launch into some of the bigger. Well, Jim, you got a little teddy bear over there?
This is a breast cancer awareness plush bear.
Yeah. All right. and this is on online, yes?
Correct.
Yes. So if you go to patriotsproshop.com, can you type in BCA or?
Actually, isn't there a link on the homepage?
The front page will get you. There's a big graphic. Just click that. It shows you the dozen or so products we have for breast cancer awareness.
Yeah.
Including this little pink bear, which is really cute.
It's cool.
It's the cutest little bear you've ever seen, Jeff.
There's a grown man playing with a small pink bear in our radio studio.
That's
for all you listeners out there.
I'm not ashamed.
I'm
too bad this isn't a television show.
Yeah. I'm thankful he's at the other end of the studio for me.
I also brought a throwback pin. We even did throwback breast cancer awareness stuff, which is a great move by our buyers, Jeff and
Ken.
Why,
thank you.
I like that.
And we brought the hat, the ladies' breast cancer awareness slouch cap, which is really popular. And I brought we sell the actual football that's being used in games.
I like that. That's the real game ball.
The real game Duke ball with the breast cancer awareness ribbon.
Pink
not
ribbon.
Actually used in the game, but the same type of ball that
right,
is
same,
used
it's
in the
same
game.
Exact ball.
It's an official game.
When we do the item of the week, are we doing a breast cancer item this week?
Yeah, well, this hat.
Do you guys usually pick that, or does Jason pick that? Who picks that?
We pick it.
The Visa item of the week.
Oh, that.
Remember when I come bother you?
That is... That's a set list.
Yeah. We should do a breast cancer thing, though, a breast cancer item.
I can look into that. It's something with Visa.
Yeah. But, all I know is Jason tells me what it is, and I have to come harass you good guys for it.
Nice. I like that.
He said we were good guys.
It was just an idea that popped into my
head.
That's
a good observation, Jeff.
Just an idea that popped in my head as we're getting ready for the game on Sunday.
Sure, makes sense. Ties in nicely.
I think Jim should parachute into the bowl of the stadium in all pink.
I think that's, I don't know, it's kind of gay.
Well, that's why Jim's name was used.
Ouch.
So.
My wife's not going to be happy about that.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about outerwear and sweatshirts and things like that, but let's button up a few of the bigger things that we need to talk about. We've had 2 weeks here. This is the second week. Let's talk about pizza. Pizza Wednesday, we have it every Wednesday.
Yeah, we have pizza.
We weren't on last week, and we basically just went to our two solid starters in the pizza world.
Well, there was a development, though.
There was a development?
There was a new topping since the last time we met, isn't it?
Yes, we threw in bacon.
Bacon pizza.
So we are. It's tough because we're trying to get every topping involved in...
We're waiting for the NFL to come out with cholesterol awareness products to help us.
The three of us.
It's a black ribbon.
It's squishy. It's just made of fat. It's like a gummy worm, like one of those gummy bears.
I can vouch for that, though. Bacon's, oh, wow. Now you're breaking the studio.
All right, we just had a part of the wall in the studio.
If that's not an ominous sign, I don't know what it is.
I will not say what player that is posted up on the studio wall.
Let's not get into that. Stays between us.
This will stay
in
studio.
Listening.
But I will say, if anything develops off of what just fell off that wall, we will.
Okay.
I just want to bring up Jeff was the closest to that.
Get the Ouija board.
Hey now.
Jeff was closest to that.
I'm the one talking about cholesterol awareness, not what's That's hanging true. Up behind me.
So for pizza last week, we had Sal's and Mal's in Foxborough. And
love it.
Talk about big slices.
Love it.
That is 1A on our list. Up there with Leo's and Walpole, but just good pizza. And then today, I usually run point. I'm the point person in getting the pizza, but I was in a meeting, and Jeff took it over and came through big time. I went to the Red Wing in Walpole, right down the street.
A classic.
That's more of your personal pizza. You just buy one for one guy. And, oh, man.
It was good today. Very
good
today.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought how much we would look forward to Wednesdays?
I know.
Whew.
That's why it's the best day for pizza.
It really is.
Because the day itself is just...
the first couple of days of a week kind of stink.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm back at work.
It's going to be a long week. But it's like
almost like a Friday.
You got Wednesday to look... It's right. It's like Friday in the middle of the week.
We double down on Fridays. So Red Wing, good job, Jeff.
Thank you.
Well done. And then the big development just about over Branch and Moss in the football world is what the North Attleboro Red Mites have done the past 2 weeks. Because, again, we were off last week. They're rolling, boys.
The Red Mites didn't have a bye?
We did not have a bye. No, we don't have a bye week in our big 8-week season. We played Medway. Beautiful field at Medway High School. But we did well. We beat them 27-6. So the little guys stayed undefeated. And then this past weekend, Sandwich Mass from down on the Cape came up to North Attleboro. And we were fortunate to beat them 28-0.
They're a bad squad.
Yeah,
I played against Sandwich a few times back in my days. They were terrible. They actually had half their team kicked off the football. Their varsity team kicked off the football team when I was still in high school for like a hazing incident. So they sent their JVs to play most of their games, and it was,
you know, what happens on the Cape stays on the Cape.
That's right. A lot of 44-0 scores at halftime for those clowns.
Once you cross the canal, all hell.
That's right.
Everything falls apart. But no, they were a good group of guys. Good, the coaches were nice, but they, you know, just a younger team. But the Red Mites guys, this is crazy. I mean, this is crazy. I never in a million years thought at the beginning of the year we'd be this far.
Red Mite Mania is running wild.
Are they Super Bowl bound? Do you think?
Oh, they're going to go Super Bowl bound.
Wow.
Yeah, there's Pro Bowls and Super Bowls and
there's no kind of playoff system or anything.
Not at the Mite level. Mm-hmm. So you finish.
And the age, again, on the Red Mites?
7, 8, 9s, mostly
and
8s.
Do they play a regulation field?
Full field.
Full field, 100
Full
yards?
Field. And Jeff, and this is a good segue into what you crazy crap you told me this weekend, which I was blown away by. Here we are, 7, 8-year-olds playing on a full football field, 11 on 11, and then Jeff decides to tell me that he went back to Iowa this weekend to his high school. Jeff, why don't you finish what those clowns do?
They play 8-player football.
I don't even know what to say.
Wait for the silence.
2-hand touch.
No, it's no flags either. It's a full tackle football.
Full field.
No, it's not a full field. It's an 80-yard field.
Are you mental?
Is Iowa in the United States, Mike?
I don't know.
Because it sounds like Russia.
It's not even Canada. Canada goes back.
Yeah, it sounds like Canada.
I thought Iowa was supposed to be one of those states that is like all American. Like,
it is.
Cornfields.
We're red, white, and blue through and through.
Don't families have like 8 kids? So there should be plenty of kids to play football.
Well, not in some of the towns.
Those farm families.
That's Utah.
That's 8 wives. Not. 8 on 8.
8 on 8.
How many players are actually on the team?
10?
They play both ways?
I think my school had 30. So
they could play 11 on 11.
Yeah. What the state ended up doing, because of a lot of the small communities with the economy and everything and sports getting cut and participation not being there, they allowed, what did I print out here? Anybody with an enrollment of 115 students between 9 and 11 can choose to play either 8-player or 11-player.
So the whole high school is 115?
Yes. Hmm. Like, I graduated in a class of 36.
Were they 8-on-8 when you played there?
No, we were 11-on-11.
I see.
They only adopted the 8-player format in 98 and 99.
Wow.
That's so ridiculous.
And now they have...
Coach is not happy about this.
And now they have up to 70 teams in the state that play 8-player football.
So then that's when they smoke.
So do they have the do they have the ninth man award? Is that what they go with?
Yes, exactly. But arena football is 8-on-8.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's also indoors.
But it's also a smaller field than the 8-player. The 8-player is bigger than arena football, but smaller than regulation.
Wow. Unexcused.
Didn't Kurt Warner play for the Iowa arena football team?
Yes, the Iowa Barnstormers.
Am I really into solving the world's problems?
See?
Jeez. That's just bizarre.
Now,
that's just flat out.
My high school won.
I kind of want to see it.
80-34.
sounds like points.
Sounds like arena football. Yeah, it sounds just like arena football.
Exactly. And they have a 35-point rule you get ahead by 35 points, the clock will run continuously.
And then everyone goes out for ice cream after.
It's kind of like the slaughter rule.
And they hug at the end. Well, that's cool. I'd like to see it.
It's pretty fast paced. There's a lot going on, as you can imagine, when 114 points are scored.
Well, we didn't get to see that, but we got to do a photo shoot with the cheerleaders.
Yes.
Oh.
Sorry.
You go to Iowa, Jim and I.
Yes, I'm very upset about this. I'm gonna have a talk with Tracy.
The timing.
I could always
be helped.
Eat your salad.
Well, that is good to know. Jim, do you have a salad handy?
I don't.
Hey, girl.
So we had the photo shoot on the field. Jim and I actually
on the field in the stands.
Yeah, it was
in
good.
The hall.
We basically decked them out in everything women's Patriots apparel that we currently had on hand. And,
yeah, the Halloween show's coming up.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of cheerleaders.
Oh, yeah. Let's sidebar for a second.
We learned a little about that too.
Yeah, we did. how well. I don't know if
I think
we can
some
reveal
of our
that.
Listeners would be.
Oh, that's a good point. I don't know if we can reveal.
Oh, no, you can't reveal.
I don't know, but we learned how certain costumes get picked for certain girls.
There's a hierarchy there.
There's a method to the madness to prevent madness going on.
So we set up the photo shoot, and Tracy goes, "Who's doing the shoot?" And I said, "I am." It was one of those funny moments where she just looked at me like,
"Oh,
okay."
Now this just went from professional to creepy.
Now it's awkward.
It's officially awkward.
So no, it's Mike and I. We can take care of it. But then I showed her the shots, and she was thrilled.
Yeah, no, they were good shots. You're going to start seeing them on
this week's newsletter. Will have one in it.
There you go.
Little did she know you'd wallpaper your home with them.
My wife would have none of that.
It's nice. The fat heads of the cheerleaders. Do they make those?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
On the ceiling?
Freaky.
Jeff, you might want to check into that.
Total bobblehead.
I deserve that.
So we did the photo shoot of women's sweatshirts, which probably won't be a bad way to begin our sweatshirt outerwear talk. This is
it got cool fast, didn't it?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I hate to use a tacky line, but it's cool gear for the cool weather because that's what's going on right now. And I'm guilty of it. It always sneaks up on me, and I'm like, I need a sweatshirt or I need something. No one thinks when it's 80 out in the middle of September, those freak days, and you're like, then all of a sudden it's.
But you hate those days. 30. You walk out of your house and you realize you should have worn a sweatshirt. Or jacket or something.
You should have worn pants.
But you're halfway to your car, so you're like, it's not happening now. You're just going to be cold.
It was 85 in Iowa yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Not to mention, it seems like it could rain at any moment the last couple weeks around here.
It's bizarre.
I went out and bought the windbreaker that you have on the back of your chair there just for game purposes.
Nice.
In case it starts raining during the game.
And it could.
It could.
Tis the time of year.
I've been giving you guys a lot of business lately.
Thank you.
Yeah, 80 in Iowa, I wouldn't have guessed that. That's bizarre.
Sunny in 70s and 80s all week.
I'm just glad there was no tornadoes.
You killed a raccoon?
Not on purpose.
No, I know that.
Well, you never know. Might have been hunting.
I looked that up.
Wearing some real tree stuff.
Do you know, I don't know if it's official, but do you know, I'll throw this out. Guess where the capital, raccoon capital of the world is?
I got to say southern Iowa based on what I saw this past weekend.
I'm going to go with Maine.
You're not that far off.
Vermont?
You got to keep going one more.
Mattapoisett?
New York?
No.
That's the rat capital of the world.
No, New York State.
Which are about the size of raccoons.
Upstate.
Toronto.
What?
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Toronto and the Toronto surrounding area. I don't know how accurate or official that is, but
Canada. Is that René Rencor?
All the raccoons right now are saluting. Do they have a salute? It doesn't matter. Let's get off of Canada.
Not the one I ran into.
Yeah, that thing's saluting one way.
Yeah.
Any damage to your vehicle?
No, fortunately. If he survived, he's got a hell of a headache, I'll say that. Because I didn't hit him with the tires. He went right underneath it.
You were in Iowa, right?
Yes.
So nobody like ran out into the street with a shovel and claimed it. I saw it first.
That's my dinner. I'm fixing it.
It was about 11:30 at night, so maybe in the morning it was gone. But not at that time of night.
Children of the Corn just ran out.
Today's lunch special at the Roadkill Cafe.
Oh, God. All right, let's get into
Children
gear.
Children of the Corn.
There's cornfields out there, right?
Absolutely.
We want you, Jeffrey.
All right, Jim, you got a pile of goods over there.
I do.
So we're going to talk a little bit about sweatshirts and sweatshirts and jackets and stuff like that. We're going to take a quick break. If you got any questions about any of the stuff we've talked about, like the red mites.
Or raccoons.
We're going to do a giveaway. We're going to do the giveaway, aren't we?
Yeah. When we come back, we'll have a question ready.
All right.
So shoot us an email at webradio@patriots.com, and we'll be right back.
Hey, don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules. Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains!
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football? Bank football.
Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game, but, 5 yards,
but
first down.
But you're not...
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services N.A. Bank of America N.A. member PIC. Copyright 2009. Bank of America Corporation.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay. Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. And you want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on the New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together, talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
The A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Hey guys, we are back. I'm saying hey guys to people that are listening. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
I needed to know we were back, so thank you.
Guys, we're back. We're back. All right, well, let's give out the weekly trivia question and the item that they're going to win. Let's do that now so they have time. People have time to call in or email in. So I hope I say this right, so correct me if I mess it up. So the question this week is, what was Deion Branch's previous Patriots number?
Original.
His original number. What's his new number? And whose number did he just take over that used to be on this on the Patriots?
So is that a three-part
question? It's a three-parter.
Three-part question.
It shouldn't be
you
too tough.
I want to repeat them one more time.
So it's Branch's previous Patriots number, his new number, and whose number did he... What's
who took Branch's original number?
No, I thought it was whose number was Branch taking.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we have Branch's previous Patriots number, his new number.
Oh, he changed it on me. Okay.
I wasn't he didn't discuss it with us. He just changed it.
Okay.
So it's Branch's...
That's why you're confused.
Okay.
Sorry.
Branch's previous Patriots number, his new number, and whose number did Branch just take over? Is that the correct way of phrasing it?
The answer is Stephen Starring.
Whoa.
No, he wore 81.
Don't give any hints.
I know what it is. I know it. Anyway, so... All right, let's jump into some of this outerwear stuff. There's a ton available. I know in the pro shop, I was online today.
Yeah, it's been rolling in.
There's a ton of stuff.
And some really good stuff.
Yes. So, Jim, why don't you just start barking out what we got there?
All right.
Start selling it.
I brought a couple ladies' items. This is, of course, now I'm going to forget the name of it. Do you remember what this one's called, Jeff? It's a full-zip ladies' jacket, really nice-looking jacket. It's navy on the front, full-zip with the Patriot logo on the left chest. But then it's microfleece. It's the ladies' microfleece full-zip jacket. And the neat thing about this one I thought was kind of different is the back is nylon. and the back sort of curves around to the front. So if you're online, I think it's probably the top item under ladies' sweats. If you go to the ladies' sweats / outerwear, I think it'll be the top item because it just came in the other day, and usually our brand new stuff's on top. But it's a full zip ladies' fleece.
Yeah, the ladies' overlay just, micro fleece.
Yeah, overlay micro fleece.
You're right. It's right there on the front. That's actually a cool item.
It's a great little jacket. I think ladies are going to really like this one a lot. I think it's going to do real well. It just went up this week. So
is it full fleece interior of that, or is it nylon?
I didn't even open it to find out. Yeah, it's full fleece. Well, yep, it's fleece inside.
That's good.
But it's like the perfect jacket for this weather. You know, it's not something really heavy and bulky and thick. It's just perfect.
It's layer. It's a good way to layer.
Yep, micro fleece is always good for that. I also brought the ladies' navy Belichick hood.
Staple item.
Which is great.
If we have to describe that to anybody listening,
you shouldn't be listening.
Yeah, you're not a Patriots fan.
That's right. If you don't know what that is, you're banned for a week.
Banned.
Banned from Shop Talk for 1 week.
Because we can afford
Can we afford to ban someone for 1 week? This is a sideline jacket.
That is a men's sideline jacket.
Full zip, lightweight.
It's been seen a lot on the sidelines.
Yeah, that's
already
why I grabbed it. Was I, you know, in watching the games, other teams have their version of it and that kind of thing.
I've seen our guys, some of our guys wear it.
Yep, you'll see guys wearing it. It's sort of a lighter blue, almost like a slate or something blue.
Yep.
Which is kind of neat. And has Patriots on like embroidered applique across the front.
And that's just the sideline lightweight full zip jacket, right?
Correct.
So yeah, that's online. It's just the 2010 sideline lightweight full zip jacket.
That's a great jacket.
Yeah, that
simple.
That's what I mean.
Simple design.
Simple.
But really effective for this time of year.
Now, Jim, did you say you're having a newsletter go out with some of these items on there?
On Friday, the Pro Shop email newsletter will be sweats and a little bit of Halloween stuff in there, too, but mostly sweats, including one of the images we took of the cheerleaders when you were in Iowa.
Ooh, so I have to wait until Friday to see this?
That's correct. If you're on Facebook, you could see the cheerleaders went shopping in the store at the end of the shoot, and I posted one of those pictures. So if you're a friend of ours on Facebook, as I know you should be, you can see one of those pictures there.
Okay.
Couple more men's items. Oh, did you have something?
No, I was going to say keep going.
I think we brought the navy version of this one in earlier this year.
Yeah, we did.
But this is the vintage throwback hood, red. It comes in navy and red, but it's got that really, you know, washed and worn vintage, you know,
applique front.
Like it was made when we were still wearing the Pat Patriot logo. It really has that look and feel to it.
But it's got weight to it.
Yeah, it's a heavy sweatshirt. Like. Comfortable and warm, full hood.
Yeah, no,
great.
That's
great
a cool item.
I
don't know who came up with that. Why don't you take credit for it, Jeff?
I will.
That one and the navy one, I think, they've been.
So you're saying
run.
Ken had nothing to do with this?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Great, great. That's
Ken
nice.
Ken buys socks,
actually,
lawn
like
gnomes, and women's gloves.
Forest face, ghost bears. You know, it is Halloween season. I recommend you all get your ghost bear.
Yes, absolutely.
As quickly as possible. And the last one I brought is the sideline, United it's called,
yep.
I think? United player hoodie. And we had this before. It has that techno camo design to it, which is really unique. It's a bonded fleece, so it's durable and warm. And
it stands out in the crowd.
You need to see this thing.
Why Mike is not wearing one of these right now, I do not know.
It's kind of it's a mix of a gray, white, black camouflage Terminator look.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Kind of looks like it's like a body armor type thing. It's actually, I think of all the pieces, I think it looks better on a sweatshirt. The T-shirt, I'm not sure if it works.
It is not a Tuma.
It is.
Yeah, that's right.
It is not a sweatshirt.
It's just a really unique looking thing, you know. It's different.
No, it is. And I know that, what was that a couple of years ago? What was
the
that
Conflict
white one?
Hoodie.
The Conflict Hoodie, that
the
white
same
one.
Yep.
Hot
the,
Fresh
had
Respect.
Had all those little like weird design on it. A lot of people probably remember that.
Blew out of that. And
blew through it. So this is kind of that category.
I'm sure it'll do just as well.
You know, pretty simple. It's on the sidelines. It's a cool piece.
Yep.
So, you know, if you're thinking holiday season, like we always say it, get it now, because when this stuff starts moving, it moves, and
yep,
it's tough
right.
to get back.
We'll get that call a month or two. We had a sweatshirt earlier this year, now it's gone.
Right.
We'll have to go through that whole thing again, explaining
people
why that
people get pissed off. And don't forget,
if you see it and
was
you
it last
like it,
year?
Buy it.
Last year was a similar vintage.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah,
hood.
Yeah.
The Boston Patriots one
that just blew out.
Oh, that was
very similar to that in the Navy one. You're right.
But it was a year ago this week, the Tennessee game, it snowed.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It was just, and
snowed a lot.
I got absolutely soaked during that game.
That those snowflakes were the size of, I don't know, like waffles.
And it didn't snow at my house 9 miles away.
Really?
It was like a couple inches too. It wasn't just a flurry.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It came. It just came fast.
And I got nothing.
Yeah, same
at my
as
house.
Me. I live in Foxborough, 7 miles from here. Yeah, it was. There was. I was watching it on TV, and I'm looking out my window, going, "What the heck is going on here? Yeah. It's snowing like crazy at the stadium, and it's fine. My front yard was fine.
The Patriots snow. I mean, the Gillette Stadium snow machine.
It's weird here.
Yeah. So there's a. I mean, there's a lot of good things out there right now. You know, and all this stuff, as most of you know, is made by Reebok. But there's been some big developments in the world of apparel that a lot of people have heard. So we want to, not that people are jumping off the bridge about this, but, you know.
Don't get scared.
Don't get scared. The Reebok stuff, you may have heard there's a change coming with who's going to be making the NFL apparel. But you got to remember, people, that doesn't mean don't buy this and wait for this new company, which Jeff will launch into in a second, on who's taking the NFL contract over. But, you know, Reebok's going to be around through the rest of this year and all of 2011. Yep. So this is something you don't have to think about. It's just more informative for the 2012 season.
It's like one of those Olympic announcements when they tell you, like, right, eight years from now the Olympics is going to be in Prague or something.
Right.
Like, who cares right
well,
now?
Well, you know, people that are like, oh, well, I'm not going to buy a sideline piece now. I'm not going to buy a game jersey.
Right.
Well, you're so far from that. Don't even – the jersey's staying the same.
Right.
The jersey's not changing.
Yep.
That's not happening. The logo's staying the same. The colors are the same. This is just who's making the product. But, Jeff, why don't you give us a rundown of what the NFL announced regarding all this?
Well, I have the official news release from the NFL offices in New York. And without going into the entire release, I will say, beginning in April of 2012, the NFL will have 7 major apparel partners. Nike will be the official uniform provider and will produce all on-field apparel, including game uniforms and base layer, as well as sideline personnel apparel and fan gear. New Era will be the official on-field headwear supplier and will produce headwear for the sidelines and for you fans. Under Armour will continue as the official sponsor of the NFL Scouting Combine. G3 will continue as a key apparel partner manufacturing fan gear, outerwear, lifestyle collections for men and women. VF will continue as a key apparel partner manufacturing fan gear, including t-shirts and fleece. Outer Stuff will continue as the NFL's youth apparel provider. And Twins 47 brand will produce headwear for fans.
Wow. That's
and there's still some others to be announced.
Right. You know.
Swoosh.
You're going to start seeing a lot of Swoosh.
We know how Nike does commercials.
Nike's going to get their name out there. The interesting one to me is the headwear.
Yep,
and Twins.
New Era, who's been heavy in baseball,
mm-hmm.
And then Twins, which is I think they make very cool stuff. That 47 brand, if you haven't seen it, it's big in Major League Baseball. That's just nice stuff. Not that Reebok doesn't have nice stuff, but you know, we're just talking about what's to come. That's pretty cool. That's gonna be good to see. You know, so the fans got a lot to look forward to. They're going to see a whole fresh look in 2012 of the type of...
And change is good.
Change is good, yeah. Absolutely. You know, the cool thing is, you know, our team colors, all that stays the same. It's just these sideline pieces, the hats.
Yep.
You know, you're going to start seeing different...
Like you said, a fresh new look. You got new companies with, you know, their own design.
Right.
You know, team coming up with things and...
That's right.
Yep.
So, you know, it's going to be good, Jim. I can see you're thrilled.
Yeah, I can't wait for 2012.
Woohoo. Well, see, a lot of stuff it will be starting soon, if, you know, behind the scenes anyway.
Yeah, all the booking and, oh, good luck with that.
I bet Ken's already starting it.
I believe Ken's out in Oregon right now.
I think so.
At Nike, right?
I know where he's not.
Yeah.
He's not here in the studio, exactly.
No, we know that old skit he's got going on.
Exactly.
I don't know. Well, let's go. What you know, Jeff, anything else on the plate? I mean, I just want the game to get here.
I hate bye week. But, sucks.
Yeah, you're right. It does. But the momentum in the store, we've had for whatever reason, there's been a ton of people coming in. People getting fired up.
Yeah, we had a much better bye week this year than we did last year as far as just the amount of orders coming through every day, which is good.
Yeah.
Shows people are into it and people are getting excited. It's a weird year in the NFL. You know what I mean? It's a good year to be, you know, a team that could win a lot. Don't really know what to expect is going to happen, but there's no
shutdown team.
There's no clear thing. This week's a big one, right? Because this team spanked us last year when they came in here.
If
we can win this week, I think it's really going to get fans, you know, fired up.
Right.
I wonder if our newspaper, who they picked to win the game.
Hopefully they learned their lesson.
Well, we have it right here.
Is it in there?
Look. I'm going to take a look while Jim fills the airwaves.
You know, I record Patriots Football Weekly on Comcast. Have you seen the new show?
I have seen the new
format.
It's
really good.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. They show them all over the place in different segments. I think it's great. I've been watching that for years, and this year is like, it's just really good.
They show them here in this studio.
Yeah, they show them right here in the studio. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But up in the offices upstairs, in the hall.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought it was...
In the tunnel? Do they do it in the tunnel sometimes?
They might do it in the tunnel. But it's just neat. You know, it's just different. Did you want to give a shout-out to somebody before we forget and you don't do it?
I did, actually. Thank you, Jim, for reminding me.
My pleasure.
I'd like to send a congratulations to my buddy Bill Harp, who completed his first ever marathon this weekend at the ripe age of 40.
Not a half marathon. Not a half marathon.
Yeah, man!
Not a 5K.
Nope.
A marathon.
A full marathon. And he ran it to raise money for the Juvenile Diabetes Association.
Nice.
So congratulations, Bill. Job well done. I want to see you do many, many more.
You find those pics, Mike? Or
oh, no, I was just reading the paper.
You know, I wanted to say, when Jeff was talking about the change in manufacturers, NFL Network's on here in the studio, and Brady's doing a Sunday conversation, I guess, this week. And in the conversation, they showed a clip of it. He's wearing the Any Meshback hat. He's been wearing that in all kinds of press conferences and stuff lately. We've gotten a ton of calls about it. So if you've been looking for it, we do have that hat. It's the Any Mesh. I think it's called Any Logo Meshback Cap. It's navy front with a mesh back.
Mesh.
Isn't it mesh?
Is that the flat brim?
Oh, we have that too, though. Don't we have that too?
I believe so.
Is that the flat brim?
Are you sure?
I only know that because he left it on the bench in Miami and I saw it. It's wool.
Did you get it? Because I can put that bad boy on eBay.
We had the wool one.
If he spits his gum out, I need you to pick it up.
Picking it up and sniffing it.
I need you to pick it up in a tissue.
Get a picture of him spitting it out so we can authenticate it. You know, we learned a lot about authentication with our guest 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
So I know you need some kind of proof, some kind of justification. Did you find it, Mike, or no?
I didn't find who they picked. But we...
Kevin, do you know who our newspaper picked for this weekend?
I do not. I'm ashamed to say I don't.
Wow.
I don't.
That's last Vince Wilfork. He knew who we picked 2 weeks ago.
I know Perillo picked the Patriots because they were talking about it today.
Okay.
And I think he got called a homer by some people, which is funny because in reality he actually always picks against the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yes, you're correct. Well, hey, you know what? Those guys are good up there.
It's not on the back of the paper?
On the very back?
It's probably an ad.
What's the weather supposed to be like? Do we know?
I know there's a nor'easter coming in, but I think that's tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be before the game?
I think that's tomorrow.
Snow?
No. Rain.
I'm hungry. I'm just flat out hungry.
What the heck does that have to do with the price of beer?
I know in the pro shop, I'm not going to say who, but we got some.
Is it Ryan Belmore?
Brian Belmore and Ricky Citroni?
That's right.
The ace managers.
You know, I'm down a man this week.
Are you?
Yep. Andrew Slattery, my right hand man.
That's too bad.
Abandoned us for the bye week and went down to Vero Beach.
Nice.
Well, so I'm doing it all on my own.
It's amazing.
Well, I have other good people, but he's gone too.
It's amazing. We have a lot of the players' families coming in this weekend for this game. They've already reached out to us, so it's
you get that breast cancer sideline hat.
You know, we're talking about that. It's one of two.
What about the white one that says Patriots across the front?
Yeah, what's your thoughts on that?
Let's call Ken.
Forget about the pink. What about the navy one?
Did Ken order that hat?
Ken.
I don't know. Ken was responsible.
Flanders is the only useless person here.
I guess that's a no.
It's a big no. Very big no. I'm just thinking about going around the pro shop mentally in my head right now. we may have talked about a few weeks ago, but the tailgating, the home gating stuff.
That's right.
This Sunday, with the weather that's supposed to be, I'd give anything to be out in those lots, because that is going to be some serious tailgating. But last game, I don't know if people just needed it or forgot it, but we were selling
real items, tailgate.
Yeah, tailgate items, all that stuff. And it was pretty cool. And I was just like, you know, every time that door opened, I mean, it was just like,
you get the smell.
Oh, just whatever is steak, sausage, onions. I don't know what the hell's going on, but my God, it almost paralyzes you. No picks in the PFW, huh?
Interesting.
Maybe they threw that away after the incident.
Maybe they stopped doing it.
Don't pick.
Well, you know
pick.
What? Is that this week's?
October 13th.
Yeah, that's this week's.
That would be something if Big Vince scared them into not doing picks anymore.
Ooh. It'd be enough to get me to stop doing it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, think about that stuff. But, you know, the BCA stuff, there's not much there. And I know everybody, I should say no, but most people have somebody they know that's been touched by breast cancer. And if you can double that down with a Patriot fan, it's a pretty cool gift.
Yep.
And that doesn't have to wait till Christmas.
Definitely.
Or holidays. So, you know, that's what we got going on. Now,
you said families reached out to you about this game?
Players' families. Yeah. I know that we've had several inquiries that are going to be coming in, which is kind of funny, because some of the guys that are on the bubble playing, if there's knee injury, if it's questionable, it's funny. We kind of get a little idea if that guy is going to be playing, which is kind of interesting, because if those players' families are coming in, sometimes they come in on Friday or Saturday. They'll be in the store. You know, we try to help them out. And, you know, they wouldn't have flown from California, Florida, Texas, Ohio, wherever, to see their son sit on the bench. So, you know, that's kind of a little, you know, insider info, which is kind of cool to see, you know, who's going to be playing.
Is that why you beat me on fantasy football this week?
No, it's had nothing to do with it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Just checking. My parents have dial-up. I wanted to make a roster move, but I couldn't because it took like 15 minutes to load the page. I couldn't get it done. So if I would have made that roster move, even though I'm the commissioner, I probably should have just put it in after. But
I can relate. My parents have had dial-up.
Oh,
dial-up. So it was created.
It still exists?
Yes.
That was a fantasy nightmare.
Iowa is in the United States?
Yes.
Wow. Part of me wants to go there to see what. Well, I meant fantasy football nightmare. I kind of want to go to Iowa just to. I gotta see.
Everyone should go to Iowa and check it out.
Iowa, we have half a football team right here. Between
that's right,
that's right.
We could take on some people.
That's right. Let's bring it on. Get four more guys and put a team together. Travel team.
We could get four of the mites to join us.
Let's do it.
Take on some people.
Whoa. It'd be better than us.
There's some teams out there that we could probably beat, the four of us and the mites.
Really?
Yeah.
I just picture some of these Iowa guys like just mooses.
Corn-fed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know.
Corn-fed.
That TV had Aaron Campman on there. He's from Iowa. He's playing for the Jaguars.
By the way, I'm an Ohio State fan, but Iowa... It's going to be they're a good team.
I was like number 15 in the polls right now.
They're going to the Big House this weekend to face Michigan.
Now, did Michigan lose to Michigan State?
They didn't lose, they got whooped.
Yep.
They got destroyed.
Brady was wearing that Michigan State shirt.
I'd love to see 2 weeks in a row them getting whooped.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yes.
I'm a Michigan State guy.
Are you?
Not. I didn't graduate there. My sister goes there and a lot of my family lives out there, so I make a bunch of trips out there to go to games.
That's interesting. Well,
the green and white
Spartans.
The Spartans, yeah.
You know, I brought one other thing with me today. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Kevin.
They actually don't even play Ohio State this year, just because of the way the Big Ten schedule shook out. So they play Iowa, and they've already beat Wisconsin. So Iowa's really the only ranked tough opponent they have left. It's the only thing that stands between them. And
they have to come to Iowa for that game.
Sounds like Jeff and Kevin are going to throw down.
Oh, we might.
Could be a vicious cockfight.
Whoa.
Like eastbound and down?
Yeah. Here we go. Hey, side thing.
The cockle gobbler.
Whoa.
Funny how Jason knew to find that one so quickly.
Do you remember, we used to have a, and she's obviously still listening, but Sheila from Clearwater.
Yes.
Remember she used to call in?
She's great.
She has emailed us and said, Eric, who's on, who's one of the PFW guys, Eric is the only one. Eric is the only one who picked the Ravens. Everyone else picked the Patriots from, you know, from the PFW picks.
That's interesting.
Okay.
I'm glad we had to go to Florida to Sheila to get an answer.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila.
When we're actually sitting here in the stadium.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
But Eric's been saying that they're going to go 7-9 pretty much the whole year, so.
He's just sticking to his guns.
Andy was like 6-10, 7-9. Everyone picked, I think, like, Perillo picked 10-6, and he was the ceiling. And everybody else was like 8-8, 7-9.
Wow.
That's
all right.
And at 3-1, it's funny because you talk to them all still at 3-1, and they're ahead of pace.
Right.
You know, considering if you're picking them to go 7-9, right. They all won't change their picks.
Well, it's a tough schedule. A lot of tough games coming up.
I still think they'll do better than 8-8.
You got the Ravens coming up. You got Indy coming up.
Indy, Jets, the Red Mites, Green Bay.
Still can't believe the Red Mites beat Foxborough.
Who would win, the Red Mites or the Buffalo Bills?
Oh, the Mites. If we go with our white offense and red D, shut down.
And they have 11 players on each side.
Do they have a double reverse option pass in their repertoire?
We do. We do. We're playing Easton this week, and it's going to be tough.
What makes you think that? What do you know about your opponent?
I can't.
What's the scouting report?
I'm not saying there's no, you know, camera work going on here, but we watch our own film, and we got to clear up some things because we've heard some stuff.
So you don't
send
like Ricky Citroni over to Easton with a camera and have him sit in the car and film it?
Right now, Ricky is dressed as a pine tree. He's got a camcorder attached to his head. No, we haven't gotten that far yet. But we got an answer to the trivia question.
Woo-hoo. All right.
And, you may know this young lady. So the question was, what was Branch's previous Patriots, number, his new number, and whose number did he take over that used to play for the Patriots? She writes, hey guys, can't wait to buy the breast cancer products this weekend at the game. Oh, cool. She's going.
Nice.
Stop by the pro shop because you'll get it that day. If you order online, you will not get it by the...
Unbelievable.
She says, you guys do a great job as always. The answer is Branch wore number 83 in his first time here. Then he is now number 84, which was Ben Watson's old number.
Very good.
Excellent.
So that was from Chantel in...
round of applause.
Jamaica Plain, Mass. JP. So, well, we were in a submarine. You know, so Chantel, good job. We'll get that out to you. And we got your address here, so we're just gonna ship it. We're just gonna get it right to you. I don't know. I don't got much more, guys.
What did you give away anyway? I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, the breast cancer awareness.
Did we even say that? I don't know.
Yes, we said
that.
Okay. It was the breast cancer awareness sideline women's hat, which is will work well. It's actually a cool hat.
Yep.
It's a great hat.
Is if you're not a pink fan,
not too pinkish, but it's got pink highlights,
right? It's good.
It's got the ribbon on the back.
No, it works pretty good on this one. I've seen a lot of other teams with some ugly hats, like the Saints with black, gold, and pink.
Yeah,
doesn't quite work.
Yeah, this works well.
Yeah, this one really does.
Yeah, there's there's no NFL team with pink on it, so you know, there's really not a team that it works great with, but somehow
Nike might have something to say about that in 2012.
He's gonna be a pink team. I could see what team could go pink. You'd be like, all right, that worked. Like Miami.
I volunteer the Jets.
I like that. Like I don't think like Green Bay or Chicago or Pittsburgh will be like, you know what, we'll take the
black and blue division. I don't think it's gonna go pink.
No. That'd be classic.
Maybe LA will get a team again and they can
there
be
it
pink.
Is. That would kind of work. I kinda like that.
Yeah.
Or if Iowa could get a team.
No.
You could be the pink cows.
Commies, because they're not in the United States. The pink white pink cows?
The pink cows.
Oh,
a lot of dairy in Iowa?
You guys, yes.
See? A lot of raccoons.
Iowa should get a team.
One day, I'll have you remotely. We'll broadcast live from a cornfield.
Kevin, we want to go on the road to Iowa. Can we put this on the road?
Take the pro shop van.
Broadcast. Yeah. Doc's not into those.
Do we have like a Madden van that we can?
The pro shop van, the white van.
We'll have to take a bus out there.
Ooh, let's do it.
Fine.
I have a camper.
Does the Fung Wah go out there?
Oh yeah.
There you go.
I got a pop up camper we could take.
Okay. Let's do it.
I'm in.
Done.
Well, we just need a phone. We just call it in. Conference call. Or do they not have conference call? Without a lock.
We'll be on party lines.
We have party lines out there. And rotary dial.
Sending smoke signals in a cornfield. Jeff says.
You guys.
Party lines.
Party lines.
I did growing up.
You're trying to make a call, and Cooter from the station calls you and hops on the line.
Hey there.
I was trying to order some starters. Cooter order, doing Chop Talk.
Like pirate radio, he breaks into
the
our thing. But
get off the line.
Kev, we have a little time left?
Yeah, we got a couple minutes if you want it.
Oh, okay.
Some bonus Shop Talk maybe?
Why are you and Jason slow dancing behind the glass? And I don't hear any music. It's kind of strange.
Thank God there's no video.
Just look away. It's a bad
I've always
habit.
Thought that, but really think so
hey.
Now.
Hey! The Chilean miners are free.
Woo!
Even though that's more Mexican music.
That's why we're staying on, so the last guy gets a chance to hear some of Shop Talk.
We heard that was
that's all they've missed. They don't get that reception. It's sort of like Iowa being 3 miles below the surface of the earth.
I did see them guys holding up a sign just saying Shop Talk and
they
we miss
it.
You.
They
but they were piping it down. The
really?
The shoot.
Lying your ass off.
Maybe they record it on little flash drives and drop it down the pipe.
That would be. You know what?
That thing's like a bank machine that they're taking those people out in, right?
It's
like you put your stuff in the tube and it gets up, and it gets sucked up.
That's right.
How they're getting those guys out.
It's kind of interesting. I know it's not safe, and I would never want to be in that position, but that would be. They should make that like a Disney ride, the Chilean mine ride. You just go down and they just suck you up, but at an extent like crazy speeds.
2,200
that crazy
feet, huh?
Speed.
No disrespect.
It's like the Wonkavator.
I think it's amazing that they had that they're able to do that.
What would you do if you were trapped, a couple miles under the, in the ground for like 2 months? What would you do at that time?
I'd probably
Flanders.
Oh,
jeez.
That's suicide. No, I.
Yeah, Ken, you wait. We're all going to go up top first. We'll get you.
Ken's tapping his pen all day long, talking about Maine. I got to get out of this mine.
When are they coming to get me? Everybody's gone.
Flanders has cooties. Oh,
man. But those guys are probably bigger than any of their soccer players there.
You know, if Ken had come to pizza this week, we wouldn't be making fun of him.
Exactly.
I just want to go on record as saying
he doesn't come anymore
exactly.
to pizza. He's just done with it. But seriously, those guys must be bigger than the soccer players down there.
Right now,
the miners?
Yeah.
Just think about that. Those
sure.
those miners are more popular than Tom Brady. Tiger Woods?
This sounds like Brian talking about soccer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't get me into that. All right, we've exhausted all of our useless topics. one of my favorites is the 8-on-8 Iowa football. But
thank you.
Anyway... we will be back next week. We're going to have some good stuff for you. I'm not going to tell you what we got on tap, but we'll see you next week on Shop Talk.
PatriotsProShop.com.
That's right. Take care, and let's hope we get a win.
Go Hawkeyes.
Peace out.